Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Governor Whitmer is about to address the state regarding the exponential rise in COVID cases over the past couple of weeks. The state is in a crisis, and what we've been doing isn't working. The caseload has already provoked a number of significant shifts in Michigan's public and commercial spheres over the past couple of days. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells is here with more. Hi, Kate.
Hey, April.
Could you start out just giving us the COVID picture right now in the state? I mean, we know things are bleak, but where are we seeing the hotspots right now? What are you hearing from the hospitals?
Well, the issue here, April, is that we're not seeing hotspots in the same way that we were in the spring, you know, when this was really concentrated in Southeast Michigan. This is now across the state, and hospitals are telling us that everywhere from Traverse City to the UP to West Michigan to Henry Ford in Southeast Michigan, their ERs are inundated. They're worried about staffing and capacity. This morning, actually, the CEOs of most of the state's major health systems held a press conference, and they put it pretty bluntly. They said, you know, if we keep going at this rate of hospitalizations, within a few weeks, not months, but weeks, we will be at the same level of hospitalizations that we were in the spring. We heard this from Jerry Anderson. He was hosting this meeting. He's the executive chairman at DTE. And he said, we're just seeing these exponential increases that have gotten us to where we are now, which is more than 3,000 adults hospitalized for COVID.
But more concerning is the doubling time for hospital cases. The doubling time is now just about every 2 weeks. And at that pace, these healthcare leaders project that we will top our Michigan spring hospitalization peak late this month.
So at the same time, when those hospital CEOs were asked, do you want another shutdown? They actually said no. Why?
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple reasons why they said, not really, that's not what we're looking for. The big one is shutdowns are a blunt force instrument. You end up shutting down places where we are not seeing a lot of transmission at this point in time, like schools that are taking good precautions. And shutdowns obviously put a lot of people out of work. They also make it harder for people who need non-COVID medical care to be able to get it. I will say that the hospital leaders were vague on what it is that they want to see from government, and that's on purpose. They don't want to wade into the politics of this. But what they did keep repeating over and over was something that we have all heard a million times. Wash your hands, wear your masks, don't have social gatherings. And the first question that was really asked from a reporter was, is that enough? If we have been telling people this over and over, but it's not changing, then what? And the hospital leaders gave two answers on that. They said, one, people are still doing too many small social gatherings that they think are okay. You know, it's in your pod, it's people that you know pretty well, and so people don't wear masks in those situations, and that can spread it. And two, they also said, you know, there are areas and times where maybe you go to the grocery store and you see a lot of people wearing masks, but there are communities where that's a lot more rare and there isn't as much compliance. Wright Lassiter III, he is the president and CEO of Henry Ford Health System, and he actually called out one area specifically.
In the Henry Ford system, our Henry Ford Macomb Hospital has the highest volume by far. It has twice the inpatient volume that Henry Ford Hospital has, and Henry Ford Hospital has more than two times the number of beds that exist in the Henry Ford Macomb Hospital. My team tells me that on a very regular basis in the Macomb community, there isn't good compliance with mask wearing.
We even heard from a couple of health officials, including both Lassiter and John Fox of Beaumont, that even the hospitals, like in their lobbies, have trouble getting people in the hospital lobbies to wear masks, that they get pushback on that.
Given that, what exactly can Governor Whitmer do, if anything, that would be targeted at the real issues without just shutting Michigan down completely?
So obviously, I don't know what Whitmer is going to do or not do, but I can tell you what we are seeing from other states like Massachusetts, where rather than a mass shutdown, you are seeing curfews where you like can't leave the house unless you're going grocery shopping or something urgent past 10 p.m. Social gathering restrictions, saying no more than, you know, even 10 people inside your home. More restrictions on gyms, restaurants, theaters, places where people are gathering socially as a way of trying to get at what we have right now, which is community spread.
Well, there is this question of what she can do legally. The state Supreme Court essentially struck down her last round of emergency orders. They were mostly replaced by the state health department's orders. But would she face pushback from Republicans in the legislature if again?
I mean, almost certainly. Republicans have been very clear. You know, on the one hand, they're saying we want to work with the governor. On the other hand, they are also clear that they see most COVID restrictions as harmful rather than helpful. It is possible, and I'm speculating here, that Whitmer could announce a state of emergency, which would give her some more powers for about 28 days without getting the okay from the legislature. And that might allow her to make more restrictions. Now, of course, it's likely that Republicans would then take her to court. I talked about this with Zach Gorchow. He's the executive editor and publisher of Gongward News Service, and he knows Lansing pretty well. And he says, yes, Republicans would likely take her to court in that situation, but it might take a while for that to work its way through the courts.
Maybe a couple, 2-3 weeks have gone by, governor would probably say, that's fine. You know, I was able to do 3 weeks of restrictions. The question is, would the public adhere to it or would they not? That we don't know.
And in Michigan, this is such a complicated political issue. It's no matter what, if we see more restrictions, it's also going to cause confusion as people ask, you know, is this legal? What do they need to follow? What do they not?
Kate, yesterday, the CEO of Spectrum Health encouraged everybody, as Dr. Anthony Fauci has also done, not to celebrate Thanksgiving with family or friends outside of our immediate households. That's the people who you live with every day. Is there a sense that health systems are bracing for what might happen on the other side of the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an accident that you are seeing these, you know, alarm-ringing press conferences right now ahead of those holidays. There is a real concern that you're going to have households get together that are multi-generational, where people are seeing each other when they haven't for a while, maybe even people coming in and out of different states, and that could really cause another spike here. I will say, though, that it is incredibly hard and sometimes difficult when you are hearing people talk about this and these new restrictions and not getting together for Thanksgiving. It's hard that to feel like we've heard that message in a way that really speaks to the extent of what people are being asked to do. You know, after 8 months of a pandemic, this is something they know intellectually is risky to do, to get together like this, but it can be tangibly hard to feel the risk when you so desperately want to see family or close friends during this really hard time. And so we have this situation right now where people are being given this very clear message about what they should or shouldn't be doing, but not as clear of a message about grappling with this very human pandemic fatigue.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. You can read her reporting about the COVID pandemic online. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you, April.